on stage at World Cafe Live, and we are set for a performance today from the John Butler Trio, who have been slowly doing to America what they have done to Australia, which is go out and play shows and turn people on one audience at a time to the amazing music of these folks. I'm really happy to welcome them here. John, good to see you.
Nice to meet you again.
Gigging, that's kind of the key to it for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, well, live music, playing the music live is kind of what we love doing the most. So as we try to do it as much as we possibly can, and that's kind of how we build a relationship with people, audience, fans, people like you, etc.
And I've heard it said, and I don't know if you would agree with this, because obviously you want people to sample the album anyway, but you can't really totally get your albums without seeing you guys live, because it kind of, it really is like a thing about what, how do you guys communicate on stage and what you play.
Yeah, well, they can sometimes be two different things, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing it live, and I think seeing us live makes the album make a little bit more sense, that's right. For sure. The album being so eclectic, it sometimes you don't know where we're coming from sometimes until you see it and you feel it, and then it makes a bit more sense. But that's only in my opinion, really.
Right. Yeah. You started out playing on the streets, right, in Fremantle?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I did. Left my university degree in fine arts to play next to a trash can in the markets. Although at the time it didn't seem like the best career move, it was I had a lot of support from a lot of people, including the people who came and ended up buying my cassettes and giving me gigs, and yeah. 2 or 3 years later, I had a band and albums selling and stuff.
What do you learn about playing on the... Is there anything you learn playing on the street about keeping an audience? Because obviously, they're free to go anytime they want to.
Yeah. The first thing I learned is if I'm not getting into it, no one else is going to get into it. You know what I mean? I have to be 100% into what I'm doing. So I firstly do that. And then dynamics, you know, holding people is a really important thing. It's not something you can always choreograph or formulate. You just have to be into what you're doing and then make sure you take yourself and them on a ride, which is, I think, a really important thing to do.
It seems like the whole music business is moving in an independent direction, but it's something that has been important to you from the beginning. In fact, this album, Sunrise Oversea, was the first independent album to debut at number one in Australia. What's so important about being independent for you?
It was never real... fundamental kind of idealistic approach to Honest Truth. It was that simple fact that we wanted to play and we wanted to sell our albums, and that's what we did. And and the fact that no one was really interested until we sold 30,000. Sony called us and said, "Hey, how are you guys going? Good. What do you want?" And it was pretty obvious what they wanted at the time. But over here, we've done it differently. We've just finished, I guess, our first year with a major record label, and that's going good. You know, I think we needed some help for this country. It's such a big, big land. It's about just getting the music out to the people in the most honest and efficient way, I think, you know, without burning yourself out or fooling anybody in the process. In Australia, that's how we did it, and over here, this is how we do it. And it definitely taught me a lot. You know, it taught me about how I want to do business with my record label and around the world. So.
Please, we'll get a set going here. Please warmly welcome to John Butler Trio.
Thank you very much, David. By the way, folks, I'd like to introduce a couple of beautiful guys. This is Shannon Birchall on the double bass. This is Michael Barker on drums. Yes, as it is. Thank you.
the job done like I know I should. Get the job done like my mama told me. Only one thing I remember she said, you gotta run out on your field. And I don't give a whistle with all the old feet. I said, all that don't matter to me. Only one thing that you should not forget, you gotta do your mama. And I don't give a fashion style in the UK. I don't care about the car to push you in. Only one thing that you should not forget, you gotta do.
Thank you.
This next song is was written about my little girl and my wife. about 2 weeks after she was born, my little girl, that is. And and she just blew my mind, and all those cliches came true, and I realized I was a lucky man, and my cup was so half full, it was not half empty. And it's about all those good things that happen when you become a parent.
Half empty. I took my little girl to show me why. For so long, I sang that sad old song, and it feels like my time is up. She came and landed in my arms, and she filled my half empty cup. Yes, she filled my half empty cup.
Your mom in front.
peaches and cream to me. Oh, I say, your peaches and cream to me. All I know is, all I know is, I love you. I said I love you, mama. I said all I know is, all I know is, I love you. I said I love you, la la. I said all I know is, all I know and I love you. I said boom, 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 my book and I ring now. Boom, 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 skilly dum boom, ba da. Boom, 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 my peaches and the cream go. Boom, 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 Gijon jatte on out now, now. Cause I love my la la. Boom, 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 skilly dum, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
This is the first single off our album. It's called Zebra, or Zebra, when we're in this country. And we hope you like it. Thanks for your time. We know it's precious. This is Shannon Burchill again on the double bass, folks. Michael Barker on drums and percussion. And I'm John Butler, and we'll see you guys next time. Thank you. We'll probably see you right after this song, because we're going to do more talking, I guess, but I didn't realize that. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about.
Thanks very much.
Live on the World Cafe, the John Butler Trio. And John, I have no more questions for you. I think you've spoken quite eloquently here today. Well, I do, but I only have one. I think we might explain to people in the radio audience that, although it may have sounded like it, you always play acoustic guitar and you use different pedals to get the other sounds with it. Have you ever played an electric at all? Has it ever been attractive to you?
No, not really. I still like the acoustic sound. I mean, so there's kind of two things going on here most of the time. So yeah. You got the acoustic thing and then the Marshall when it wants to pop its head up. I don't play electrics very well. I end up bending everything out of tune.
That's right. And the Wiesenborn, of course, on the first one. But again, thanks a lot, John Butler Trio.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks again to the John Butler Trio for joining us live today on The Cafe. That new album of theirs, Sunrise Over Sea, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.